Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Heather, and today I'm going to be talking about the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer for season 11. Some of the things that they're going to kind of talk about in this next season. This is just a very short episode where I am just going through the trailer and kind of what they're going to be talking about in this new season. So also, I wanted to mention, let me know if you guys are interested in hearing more about the different Housewife franchises, Andy Cohen, things like that. If you're interested in hearing more episodes like this, this is obviously just kind of a short mini episode where we talk about some of the stuff that's going to be coming up in season 11 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I have to say, out of all of the different franchises, the Beverly Hills one, I like the Texas one too, the Dallas one. I like Beverly Hills and the Orange County one a lot too. Those are probably some of my favorite ones. I'm not a huge fan of like the New York, Atlanta's pretty entertaining too, I guess. Yeah, I like Atlanta probably more than New York and New Jersey. You also let me know which, franchises you guys like best, which city is most exciting to you. I actually did watch some of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I can definitely do a recap on that. Definitely have a lot of thoughts on that season as well. They're actually in season 2 right now of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. But anyways, you can definitely message me on here. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. Let me know who are your favorite people on the different franchises. I will do an episode where I talk about the different cities and my favorite characters and storylines from each one. But yeah, back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 11. So they just put out the new trailer, and it looks it's definitely going to be an interesting season, especially for Erica Girardi. Or Erica Jane, if you know her stage name, she has a lot that's going on right now with her. I am not sure if they're completely divorced yet or not. But her husband or ex-husband, he is a very famous lawyer. He actually, represented Erin Brockovich. You know, there's a movie about her and everything, and won the case. And he's won a lot of successful cases. But there's a huge lawsuit and all sorts of controversy going on with him. You know, possibly scamming money from people allegedly. And so they're getting a divorce supposedly because of that. I believe that's some of the reason. If not, I'm sure there's other reasons as well. But it looks like in this season, we're going to hear what her thoughts are on everything that happened. There's been a lot of controversy because a lot of people believe that she knew that he was, you know, taking money from people. And so kind of in the trailer, you see them kind of everyone kind of arguing and asking her, questioning her what she knew and what she didn't know. And so she gets very upset at one part, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of drama. And it's just, you know, divorce in general is devastating. So I feel for her. But yeah, it does not look good. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. They talk about Scott Disick dating Amelia Hamlin. That's, oh my gosh, Lisa Rinna's daughter is dating, and she's very young. She's a very young model, and she's like probably like 19, 20 maximum. And she's dating Scott Disick, where I swear he's like 38. I need to Google his age. But so they kind of ask her about that and are questioning her about, you know, why is your daughter dating this guy? He's older. He has 3 kids, you know, a lot of baggage. They're saying, like, why is she dating him? So that will be interesting to hear about too, because I think that's kind of a strange relationship, at least in my point of view, but hopefully it's, I don't know, it's just always kind of strange, in my opinion, when somebody so much older and with so much more life experience decides to date someone who's so young and their brain's not even fully developed till they're 25, you know? It's kind of strange. So that would be interesting to hear more about that relationship. They also have Kathy Hilton, which is Paris Hilton's mom, and also Kyle Richards' sister. She is in a few episodes, it looks like, and I really like her. And so it should be interesting to see. They talk a little bit about Kim, their other sister, changing her phone number. And Kyle and Kim's relationship has always been pretty, chaotic. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out as well. Obviously, there's all sorts of other storylines and cast members. There's new cast members that I haven't watched yet, so I'm excited to see their personalities and everything. But anyways, let me know what you're excited for this season or what you're excited for on the different Real Housewives series. And let me know if there's a series you want me to talk more about or an episode or even just the storylines or the characters or people, I guess. They're not characters because they're real people. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing good. I will talk to you soon. I got a whole bunch of episodes coming up. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.